From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Peter Flyrell is reporting for the Columbia paper. Local officials from the towns of Canaan and New Lebanon met recently with representatives of the State Department of Transportation to discuss plans for road work needed on a 10-mile stretch of Route 22 from Peaceful Valley Road in Canaan to the intersection at Route 20 in New Lebanon. The work will mill remove road surface to a depth of just 3 inches. The project is a short-term fix and is expected to cost $500,000. The DOT Region 8 priority this year is a redo of the road and bridge off the I-90-B3 exit in Canaan. The surface that was put down in that location last year is inadequate for use by heavy trucks going to and from the Love Truck Stop. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Although the measles epidemic has not touched Columbia and Greene counties, health officials are reminding residents to get vaccinated. The Communicable Disease Unit of the Columbia County Health Department reported this week the county is measles-free and the department has a MMR vaccine available. Two vaccinations delivered 1 month apart are recommended for immunity. The department offers immunization clinics every Tuesday in Hudson by appointment. William Van Slank, spokesman for Columbia Memorial Hospital, said there have been no reported cases of measles at the hospital. He said, and I quote, "Nevertheless, our team has been focusing on preparedness in the event that a case does come to us. We will be ready to not only protect that individual, but also the community," end quote. Measles was declared eradicated in the U.S. in 2000, but the disease has returned in recent years in communities with low vaccination rates. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach is leaving his county job to take a position in State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office. Auerbach will become Deputy State Comptroller for Local Government on May 16th, leading the division responsible for monitoring the finances of local governments and school districts. In that position, Auerbach will direct 7 regional offices and a staff of more than 300 people, manage auditing and budget reviews, train local officials, assign fiscal stress scores to local communities, and study issues facing local government. Auerbach follows in the steps of former Ulster County Executive Michael Hine to state government. Hine became commissioner of the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance in February. Hine and Auerbach, both Democrats, were elected to their respective county offices in 2008 and were re-elected in every election since. Auerbach's current term will end December 31, 2021. The county legislature will now appoint an acting comptroller to replace Auerbach. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Butterhill well field in the town of New Windsor will be shut down after recent tests revealed PFOA and PFOS contamination. The nearby city of Newburgh water system was contaminated by the same toxic chemicals. New Windsor Town Supervisor George Green said May 2nd, and I quote, "We have become the latest victim of the contamination of the public water supply caused by the use of firefighting foam at Stewart International Airport," end quote. Green said the levels reported are below both the EPA's lifetime health advisory level and the State Drinking Water Quality Council's recently recommended level for the chemicals. Despite the state pronouncing the water acceptable for drinking, the town board decided to close the well field. The town's Riley Road treatment plant will now begin drawing water from the Catskill Aqueduct. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.